Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Solidarity and cooperation organizations from Germany, Spain, France, and Italy announced on Monday that they are coordinating to launch a world day opposing the U.S. blockade against Cuba so as to increase pressure on this aggressive U.S. policy. The Cuba Cooperación France Association, CubaCoop, the Network of Solidarity with Cuba in Germany, Network Cuba, the State Movement in Solidarity with Cuba, MESC, and the Italy-Cuba Friendship Association, ANAIC, outlined the proposal that will be discussed at the Fête de l'Humanité this weekend. The four organizations supported holding an international tribunal in Brussels on November 16 and 17 to denounce and condemn the economic, commercial and financial blockade imposed by the United States, its tightening and its extraterritorial nature. They also discussed implementing a cooperation project with Cuba, which boosted the work on the idea that Cuba needs both political and economic solidarity in the face of the stifling situation caused by Washington's hostility. Hundreds of banners and posters in solidarity with Cuba and against the United States blockade appeared in the streets of New York on Sunday in support of the people of the Caribbean country and its president, Miguel Díaz-Canel. The Cuban president arrived this Sunday in the American city to attend a high-level segment of the 78th United Nations General Assembly. His voice will be that of the majority of the voices of the people on our planet who want peace, justice, development, sovereignty, and a world without sanctions or blockades, wrote activist Manolo de los Santos on the social network. Other writings on the social network Facebook and WhatsApp groups also reflect the welcome given to the head of state. The National Coordinator of Solidarity with Cuba in Panama is currently promoting a campaign to request the U.S. government to exclude Cuba from the state-sponsoring terrorism list. In a form circulating in social networks, the Solidarity group called on friends and organizations to reaffirm with their signatures the claim to Joe Biden's administration to put an end to the unjust measure that tightens the hostile blockade imposed for over 60 years. Young lawyer Lillian Ruiz claimed on its social media that Cuba lives and resists despite this hostile policy and other unilateral measures imposed by the White House. European political and solidarity organizations agreed at the Fête de l'Humanité festival to carry out joint actions against the blockade that the United States imposes on Cuba, a policy that they described as criminal. Called by the CubaCoop Association to a European forum, they expressed through their representatives the rejection of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade of the island and its intensification through extraterritoriality and the inclusion of Cuba in the unilateral list of countries sponsoring terrorism. In the conclusions of the event held in the Paris region, the president of CubaCoop, Victor Fernandez, stressed that the importance of having a roadmap in the old continent for coordinated work against the blockade without excluding and respecting the peculiarity of each competitor. The National Network of Solidarity with Cuba in the United States published the official program of its annual meeting from October 13 to 15 in Boston, Massachusetts, under the motto, Victory in Unity. In its call, the National Network of Solidarity invites the more than 50 organizations to make up the coalition and work to lift the United States blockade and to remove Cuba from the White House's arbitrary list of terrorism sponsoring countries to join the event. In addition, it extends its call to students and young activists, workers, and all friends of Cuba to join the event, especially those who reside in nearby cities. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.